At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
With so much trash, rotten meat, horrible, stinky garbage got all over. That was my wake-up call.
What's the legacy that you're building now that football couldn't give you?
It's great for you to be LeBron James, right? Right? How about try being Dan Gilbert? Who's that? The owner of the Cowboys, the Bronze Boss. What's NFL stand for? Not for long.
Yeah, I love that. I'm like the least qualified person to be interviewing you right now, but I think that's exactly what makes it so interesting. All right, welcome back to The Formula. I'm Peter Roth, and I give founders who've built big things to expose their actual formulas, like the marketing, the software, the coaches, no fluff, whatever made him rich. So grab a pen. My guest today is Marcus Ogden, the former NFL lineman who built a $25 million business and lost everything. Ended up working for $8.25 an hour. A sixth-round pick who lived in his brother's Pro Football Hall of Fame shadow. He went from bankruptcy to coaching executives at Amazon, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan. Three-time best-selling author, top 1% global podcast host, and proof that the comeback can dwarf the setback. He's sharing exactly how he rebuilt from rock bottom. Welcome to The Formula, Marcus. Great to have you here, sir.
How are you, Peter? Thanks for having me on.
Man, I am doing very, very well. You are, I'm excited to have you on here today because I got so many fun things that we want to go over today. But we got to start at the top, man. We got to start with your story because your story is quite an impressive one. I love nothing more than a story of turnaround, you know, and I think yours is probably maybe one of the most impressive turnaround stories of all time. So you went from $25 million in revenue to making $8.25 an hour. What was the exact moment that you knew it was all gone?
You know what, Peter? When the bank called me on December 23rd, 2012, and they told me they'd been meeting for 5 hours and it made the decision to shut Caden down, shut down lines of credit. That was our revolving line, equipment line, credit cards, all that. And that was 2 days before Christmas in 2012. When I hung up the phone from that call, I knew right then and there I was going to have to file a bankruptcy. I knew right then and there I was going to be able to pay my bills. I knew right then and there, Peter, that was the end. And I didn't know what was going to happen after that. But that phone call, again, it was about 8 o'clock at night because the bank was trying to decide if they want to extend us more credit and double down our line from $1.1 million to $2.2 million, give us more room to kind of finish out a project and move forward. But they felt there wasn't enough in the pipeline. There wasn't enough in the hopper to make it worth their investment. And they said, we're going to cut their losses. And when they said that, Peter, that was the end. And I knew right then and there, it was going to go from making 7 figures a year in a salary to not knowing what was going to happen. I was going to pay my bills. And I was going to take care of my future. I just got engaged, family.
I watch pro athletes. No, I don't watch pro athletes because I when we talked in the beginning, like I don't follow sports. So I'm like the least qualified person to be interviewing you right now. But I think that's exactly what makes it so interesting because I don't care about the sports side. I care about the turnaround side. I care about someone who's made it so big in life because they had to work so damn hard to get to where they were and, you know, only to see this sort of thing happen to you. But like one of the things that like always kind of freaked me out was, you know, how do you take someone who was so single-handedly devoted to one thing in their life, like pro sports, and seemingly was kind of sheltered from all the other parts of life, like, you know, how to make it in the business world. Like, was that scary to you the moment that you kind of saw this thing sort of collapsing underneath you and you're like, well, shit, like, what is my foundation that I'm going to go back to and do I even have one? What was that like?
Oh my God, yes, Peter, because when I got to Raleigh, North Carolina, we had me and my ex-wife, who's my fiance at the time, $400 to our name, not 4,000. 400, all we had. And the house in Baltimore foreclosed on, gone. We got down here to Raleigh, both cars were repossessed, not in the same month, not in the same week, in the same day. And luckily, The NFL had just launched a new program through the Gene Upshaw Trust Fund, where I got into working in finance. I have a degree in finance. But the problem was, Peter, I felt out of place. I had not done anything finance related in over 6 years because I graduated from college at 22. I was 20 at that. Oh my God, I was 32. So like it was over 10 years that I had anything finance based. So I was really very nervous. And when I got to the opportunity, I was there for a short while. Then I got fired. They fired me, which is all my fault.
Right, real quick, if you run a home services company, you can download my free scripts for roofing, HVAC, and plumbing, like the actual scripts being used by the hundreds of agents across all the 75-plus call centers that we've built. Just click the link in the description, and we'll send it to you right away. Okay, back to the podcast.
I got hired the next day, Peter, to another construction company, a masonry contractor. And then he fired me 5 days later because he ended up shutting down his sales store. I'm out of a job. So I ended up having to figure out what to do next. And you know what's interesting, Peter? I even tried to make a comeback in the NFL. I remember my old director of pro personnel, who I love dearly, Mr. John Guy. He and I met in Sarasota. And I remember having some people video my bench test, my work, my footwork, him putting me through drills, because he was the guy for the Bills that would put players through drills when they were trying to sign them as a potential roster pickup. And so I had John put me through a bunch of drills, all this stuff. And at the end of the thing, I was like, man, maybe I'll get a shot. I'll get a call. That phone never rang. And honestly, Peter, the film even got like, it was just like a huge piping because I had no idea what to do next. And then I took a job training kids in football because that's all I knew. I started training a little football training business, like, you know, one-on-ones and groups and birthday party clown football. I mean, anything football, I flopped to it. I even tried to do coaching in college at Campbell University for a year. I tried everything, Peter, but it just wasn't me. And so I did okay, but I needed more because it wasn't paying enough. So that's when I took the job as a custodian working in downtown Raleigh for $8.25 per hour because I needed to feed the family. But thank God for that job, Peter, because that job made me realize that I was the one that cost myself everything, my money, my bankruptcy, because I got this massive ego and you couldn't tell me anything. So I ended up working on that job and hitting rock bottom when I had my spoiled milk moment with someone's trash, rotten meat, nasty, protruding, horrible, stinky garbage, Peter, got all over me. And that was my wake-up call. And what happened is, that's when I decided, because I heard a couple of different podcasts, I was listening to like Tony Robbins, I said,
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Maybe I should try speaking. That sounds great. And again, it sounded great, but there was a lot of work to go into it, which I didn't know. So that's why, Peter, for 2.5 years, I didn't get any paid jobs, not a single one, because I was just so not understanding the business and how to bring value. Like, I have a client I was talking to, a prospective client. He said, Marcus, we need our speakers today to be inspirational. Not just telling a story. We need practical takeaways that our audience can apply. And by applying those practical takeaways, we'll get an ROI on our investment. And that's the type of thing I know about now. But when I started speaking, right, Peter, I had no idea. But again, to answer your question, yes, it was scary. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where I was going to go. I went back to what I thought I knew, which was finance, and that didn't last long. I tried construction again, that didn't last long. And football was amazing and I loved it, but it was a lot of work, a lot of wear and tear on my body, for very little pay. As a matter of fact, doing a lot of that work, right, actually put me where I actually have no cartilage now on my right hip. I had to go get a full body stem cell injection procedure done just to help my body heal. Now it's doing its really, it's coming along well, but I've had to put a lot of health work related things into my body, Peter, that really football caused either during my career and then long after my career as well.
You lived the dream. You reached pro NFL, something that so many kids dream of and will likely never get to. And then you crashed and burned. How common is your story among pro ball players across all sports?
So I could say for football, there was an article that came out a few years ago that 78% of NFL athletes will go bankrupt within 5 years after retirement. And unfortunately, Peter, I hit and I became a statistic in that number because of my business failure. So I don't know how accurate that is, but I can tell you that a lot of guys do struggle with life after, because when you don't have the game anymore and you don't have those checks coming in, the bills, the lifestyle that you set up, right, Peter, it's not gone. Like the lifestyle, like your mortgage company, your car company, your kids' school, they're in private school, the grocery store, they don't care that you've retired. They don't care that you don't have any more income coming in. They want to get paid like anybody else. And this is why I tell young athletes, let me tell you something. When your career is over, and again, we all are going to do that. We're going to be over, right? How do you go about actually, what's next? What's the next phase? What's the next thing? And this is why I tell people, man, you got to find that purpose, because you will. Look at Tom Brady, one of the best, if not the greatest of all time in football. He's now what? Retired. Just like all of us.
This is fascinating. What do you tell kids? You talk to a lot of kids. So what do you tell kids, like, you know, who dream of going into pro sports one day? It's like, you don't want to sit here and crush their dreams, because that's not good. But what do you tell kids? Like, hey, kids, like, that dream is awesome, but it ain't going to last forever. You're going to go,
exactly,
you're
actually going to get telling you. I say, guys, girls, I encourage you to pursue your dream to become the next Tom Brady or the next LeBron James or the next Mia Hamm. I want you to do that. So understand this, you won't be able to play your sport forever. So what's next? What's the fallback? What's the passion? What's the plan, right? What do you like? What do you enjoy? What are you good at? Where do you want to spend your time? These are big factors. I should have never, Peter, in my life, got into construction. Never. Never. I knew a little bit about it, but not nearly enough. And I got into one of the most cash-heavy businesses in construction you can, earthwork. Major mistake. I lacked experience, I lacked wisdom, and I lacked true funding. But we got lucky, because we hit a couple jobs, did pretty well, got a great reputation, threw a little bond jobs, complete jobs, and do them on time. And it was really, again, Baltimore City, big city, small area when it comes to like people knowing you in that workspace. So we just became the most well-known minority in the city, in the state, and the surrounding states as well. And we just cleaned up. But again, Peter, I had no experience in construction. I had no experience in earthwork. I didn't even know how to read plans.
Okay, I'm not surprised by that. Let me ask you this. What are your thoughts on the college system for athletes? Athletes go to college on a massive scholarship, and then they're coddled, right? The school system expects nothing from them. Just go out there and perform your best on the field. Who gives a shit if you flunk out of all your classes? We'll raise it from an F to a D so you can graduate. And then we don't care whatever happens with you once you get spit out into the system. What are your thoughts on that?
So, you know what, Peter? That's where I tell these young athletes, like, you have to take care of yourself. Again, it's not, again, the system is going to do what it's going to, is there to make money. And again, it's not right or wrong or different, but that's what they're there to do. And I always tell the athletes, put yourself first, man. Because again, back to what? It's not going to last forever. You want to be able to manage your money, keep your money. Like, Peter, I managed my money. Like, when I retired from the NFL, I had money put away. Like, I didn't go blow a bunch of money and spend stuff on cars. I had money. I lost mine in business. I made some mistakes. So, again, the system, the college football, I'm going to speak for all sports, college football, it's designed, and now it just makes a ton of money. So I tell these young athletes, if they're going to use you, you use them. Don't forget your education. That's number one, because at the end of the day, you want to have the mentality, the mindset. When you're done, you know what's going to happen in your life after. And I always tell kids, right, Peter, I say, it's great for you to be LeBron James, right? Right? How about try being Dan Gilbert? This is back when he's playing with Cleveland, right? And who's that? The owner of the Cavaliers, LeBron's boss. You know, instead of being Tom Brady, try to be Robert Kraft. Well, who's that? He owns the Patriots, Tom Brady's boss, right? So I try to encourage these young athletes to know every athlete, there's an owner that's paying the athlete. And we put it in that mind frame, right? Be like, oh. Then they say, okay, I want to shoot for being the athlete. But if I can't get there, then I don't, then being the owner and to be able to pay the athlete and be able to have my own business or run my own ship, that's also very attractive too. And I was talking, you don't have to own a business, but again, think beyond the game, because the game is not designed to last long. What's NFL stand for? Not for long.
I love that. All right. Your dad raised you in a single parent household. What?
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
If there is one thing that he drilled into that you still carry today, what is that?
The ability to learn how to finish what you start. Our dad was amazing at finishing things. I always tell people, speaking, that be disciplined, right? Which means do what you don't like doing to get the results you want. You want to lose weight? You just don't work out for a couple of days, then quit. Or a week and say, I'm done with this. No, it is discipline, right? You want to take care of yourself. You want to have what you want in life. You have to see things through. Right? I always tell my young athletes and people I talk to in general in corporate America, never have a finish line, right? Never. You always, when you start something and you finish, get a new finish line. Don't start, achieve, and stop. Start, achieve, set again, and then achieve, and then set again and achieve. It's a never ending cycle, because the minute you stop, the minute you become complacent, you put yourself at risk. I tell people, complacency is one of the biggest killers of people. Because the minute you get complacent or arrogant or have an ego, you don't really see it until it's too late. And yeah, that can cause them. And Peter, that's how I went bankrupt and broke and almost homeless. By the time I found out I had an ego, I lost all our best employees. I lost all of our contracts. The bank shut us down. I got to Raleigh. No money, fired from 2 jobs. I didn't realize that my ego was my biggest demise until I had the first day on my job as a GM. So when I realized this, Marcus, how did you get here? Because your ego did not allow you to stay humble. Your ego did not allow you to show gratitude for where you were. And your ego and your bravado cost you everything. And that's why, you're here right now making $8.25 per hour instead of doing what you were doing before, because you lost sight of what mattered most, which is humility, gratitude, and staying humble.
I love that. You ego. Speaking of ego, you say that your ego killed your construction company. Can you pinpoint the specific decision, if there was one, where ego just took the wheel?
That's a great question, Peter. The answer is yes. I remember my senior estimator, Mr. Colin Snow, Colin saying, Marcus, we are having a major problem. We're hemorrhaging money on that project, the one that took us out. We're hemorrhaging money. Like, we're putting out $250,000 per week at times on the project. We can't self-sustain. I said, Colin, don't worry about it. We have work coming for a change order. They got our back. He said, Marcus, is the change order signed? No, Colin. They said, they get to it. Don't worry about it. I have a handshake. We are good. He said, Marcus, are we billing other jobs? No, not right now because we're on this other one, but we'll get back to it. Don't worry about it. As he said, Marcus, is the bank behind us? I said, yes, Kyle, we've got a new line of credit coming. We're going to be golden. Hey, don't worry about it. Everything he tried to tell me, Peter, I had a BS excuse for. Everything. I didn't know if the bank was going to back us. I didn't know we were going to get to those jobs. I didn't know when we were going to get a change order. I was just making it up. I was just trying to tell him what he wanted to hear. That was on a Friday. He came in that following Monday. He handed me his 2-week resignation papers. Gone. And just like he predicted, in less than 90 days, we were gone. So I will always remember that conversation with Colin sitting right there on a Friday afternoon. He was sitting in his chair. I was standing right beside him at his desk. We were chatting and he told me how much of trouble we were in. And I just swept it under the rug. I didn't listen to him, Peter. I said, Colin, you're wrong. I'm the bar. And everything he said, Peter, within 90 days came true. We lost our company, lost all of our money. We got the job, took us under. Everything Colin said would happen, happened.
Let's talk about some good stuff. Let's talk about a little more uplifting stuff. MassMutual booked you 4 times in 15 months. Yes. What did you do? What did you do after that first gig that made them call back 3 more times?
That's a fantastic question, Peter. Ladies and gentlemen, what I did was I executed on the scope of work. And not just that, I did so in a fashion that was more than what they thought. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite books is the Go-Giver series, co-authored by Bob Berg, a personal friend of mine, and John David Mann. It says the law of value. Give far more value than you do in payment. And here's the funny thing, right, Peter? The way that I got to MassMutual was doing NAFA Wake Up Wednesdays. Once a month, the first of every month, every Wednesday, NAFA, National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors, had me doing a Wake Up Wednesday, like a little mastermind group. And here's the thing, right, Peter? It was free. It didn't pay me. They couldn't pay me. They had no budget. I said, once a month, an hour, you got it. So I did those jobs, ladies and gentlemen, each month for like 7 months. A young lady named Mary, who ended up was working at MassMutual, said, Marcus, I want to hire you to do a job for us. Virtual talk. Tell your story. Talk about excitement, passion, purpose, and leadership to be better at sales. She said, I've only got $1,500 to pay you for 30 minutes. I said, I'm in. Took that job, Peter, nailed it. I talked about my story. I talked about MassMutual. I talked about tying into the theme. Ladies and gentlemen, when I speak, here's how we do it. We do our title slide. The first few slides after that is all about the theme of the event. Then I tell my story. Then I challenge the audience. Then we give them some practical takeaways they can implement, what we call action steps, in the second half of the presentation. Closing thought, thank you very much for having us. It works like a charm and people love it. And they were like, oh my God, Marcus, you, and you know what they said to me, Peter? You're one of the first speakers outside of our industry that can talk our language and talk our lingo. So I then did that job. And then two lovely ladies, Julie and Lynn, who work at MassMutual corporate headquarters, they were on the call. It said, Marcus, we got to have you more at MassMutual. We had a call the next month. They booked me to speak for them in Atlanta for the conference for African-American financial professionals at the Signia Hotel right by Atlanta Falcon Stadium. And I nailed that one. That was around mindset and resilience. Again, same format, nailed it. And then a guy named Roman, who's up in Pittsburgh, called corporate headquarters.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
I need an energy speaker. High energy, great prick takeaways. I need a guy. Call Marcus. Spoke, nailed that job. And then now we're going back to corporate. We're going up to Boston May 21st for Mass Mutual. Fourth time in 15 months. Ladies and gentlemen, make everything you do about the client. It is not about you. And that's what we do, Peter. We tie in their theme, what they need. Everybody wins.
This is going to sound vaguely questionable. Is there anything that you would tell Black parents that they can learn from your story?
You know what? I would tell them, as minorities, we just have to do one thing. Keep working. Keep going. Period. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's the truth. Because what happens is you just have to keep going. You have to keep working. And just when you get that opportunity, outshine anybody else. Go above and beyond the expectations they had for you. That's why Mass Mutual loves us, because they know when we have when they hire us, we respond promptly. I get an email, I'm back to them within like 5 minutes. I had an email from them saying, Mark, I'm having a little bit of trouble with this. Can you help us out with this? Within 5 minutes, I said what they needed. Boom, I said, Marcus, this is amazing. We love the way you act with speed. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what this is in corporate America. Speed, efficiency. People do not want their time wasted. When you waste time, you're wasting people's money. So be efficient. Produce with speed. And when you get the opportunities, outshine greater than they ever thought possible.
I love that, man. Success favors speed all day long.
All day long.
What's the legacy that you're building now that football couldn't give you?
The ability to help people who are feeling stuck or feeling that they've lost everything in life, the way that I lost all of my possessions and money and all the things that I had. And I tell people, you can rebuild as long as you never quit. And I want to help people that have struggled or hardship or bankruptcy or, feeling down and out, no money, no, that any idea how they're going to pay their bills. And I've been there. I've had no money. I've been fired from 2 jobs the same week. I've had to start from rock bottom. I've gone through a divorce. I had to give up half my assets. I had to leave my home. We went to an apartment for 7 months that was dirty and grungy and gritty and it's awful because, you know what I'm saying? I had 2 weeks to get out of my marital home after we went through the mediator. 2 weeks, that's all I had. And I had to find a place that had 2 bedrooms for me and my daughter when she came to stay with me. And Peter, those 7 months, some of the hardest of my life. I drank constantly. I ate horrible all the time. I was just a constant mess. When I got out of there, because I fixed myself and I bought my dream home and I got a lot more focused on what I wanted to leave as a legacy, that's when I said, okay, Marcus, get back on the horse. It's about helping people who've gone through challenges to let them know that anything is possible to come back from as long as you don't give up.
Love it. Let's switch gears. I want to talk about the nature of this podcast, which is called The Formula. And here I like to take my guests and have them expose their actual formulas that brought them success. I'm not talking high level concepts. I'm talking actual names of people, marketing agencies, lead gen companies, whatever, right? The actual specific resources. So who's a mentor or coach that actually moved the needle for you? Like, give me a name.
Mel Robbins. I was on Mel Robbins' audiobook, Kick Ass with Mel. And ladies and gentlemen, what Mel told me was profound and it changed my life. She asked me a question during the interview. Marcus, are you motivational? I said, yes, Mel. I'm rah-rah. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to break through walls. I'm there. Are you motivational? That's me. He said, Marcus, I'm going to ask you again. Are you motivational? I said, yes, Mel, absolutely. I'm from. She said, Marcus, motivation is garbage. I said, what? What do you mean? It's short term.
Of course.
It doesn't last long. It's intensity. Consistency beats intensity every single time. He said, Marcus, be inspirational, not motivational. I said, what do you mean, Mel? Breathe life and or hope into people that they can have a better life. When you do that, you end up having a better life. I said, wow. And once I heard that in March of 2018, Peter, I said to myself, I've been doing this all wrong. I've been out here on stage for myself, for my benefit, for my gain. And that's when I learned it's not about me. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to be successful in life? Here's my advice to you. Ready? It's like a Mel Robbins nugget. Ready? Be more interested in people than trying to be interesting to people. Be more interested. Stop trying to be interesting. This trying to be interesting is like you're trying to talk all the time, trying to prove yourself. That causes more demises in relationships personally, professionally, business-wise, you name it, because all you're trying to do is show people how great you think you are, or your role, or your title, all that stuff that doesn't matter. Be interested in people. Motivation is about trying to be interesting to people. Inspiration is about trying to be interested in people to breathe back life and hope into them based off what they need, not what you think you need to say.
That's why I always used to tell my son when he was really young, he had this blabbermouth, wouldn't stop talking. It was always taken center stage all the time. And I looked at him one day, I was like, Luca, why do you think God gave you 2 ears and one mouth? Listen twice as often as you speak.
Period.
Yeah.
Is that right? Ladies and gentlemen, people don't want to work with somebody that they feel doesn't listen to them. You know why? Because they're going to feel they're going to have to repeat themselves time and time again. Peter, great example. One of our biggest clients is a company called Trucordia. They are amazing. They are a commercial insurance brokerage, one of the top 20 in the United States. Amazing people. CEO, Mr. Felix Morgan. I have him on my podcast. Sensational. We spoke for them in February, Peter, at the Phoenician Hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona. When we spoke, Peter, we got amazing reviews. People loved us. We're doing so much more work on our Trucordia on a deeper level. And after the presentation, we were chatting in the background. The ladies who work in their department of events and coordination said, Marcus, you were one of the only speakers where we did not have to have you do any edits to your PowerPoint presentation. And that told us you were listening to everything we said to you during the pre-con call. We knew from how thorough your deck was that you listened to everything we said and hit every point that we wanted you to hit for our team to elevate. And she said, now that, Marcus, is a rare thing because a lot of times people don't do that. But you did it and it stood out to all of us. We want you to know that we recognized it and we appreciate it.
I love that. Okay. Name one software that if it disappeared tomorrow would cripple your business, if there is one.
CRM done better. That's our CRM. It is a white label version of Go High Level. If we lost that, we'd be in so much trouble because our podcast workflows go through there. Our speaker workflow, we do our newsletter through there. We do our blogs through there. Peter, Peter, it's funny. For the first time in like a decade, I'm no longer posting things on my social media platforms. It goes to the CRM. My team hooked it up to Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, all this, TikTok. It's all now migrating. It is absolutely amazing. If we lost that, we would go. And you know what's funny, Peter? Ladies and gentlemen, ready for this? about 18 to 24 months ago, I was the most dinosaur owner you could ever want to meet. I had like poster boards everywhere, stuff here written out. Like I was so against AI, CRM, technology. Now, if you take CRM done better away from me, I'm in a lot of trouble. Because everything now is automated and goes through there. And what it does, it gives my team time back in their day. They program things in there. The system takes care of it and they're taking care of other things while I'm doing my things that I call high revenue generating activities.
Love it. Okay. One marketing platform or lead gen agency that has given you the highest ROI?
Ooh, that's a great question. You know what? We got one, Page Associates. We worked them out of Philadelphia. They helped us a lot with like some marketing and lead gen through our Instagram. It was very, very well done. Great results, great system, and also worked with a PR person. Her name is Ben, B-I-N-H, Ben Nguyen out of Philadelphia. She was amazing. She came in to kind of revamp our website, helped to create a better workflow, better funnels. And then my partner, Nathan Poole, he also is phenomenal. We have like, we're doing a speaker workflow journey, better funnels. So I would say those three, Paige Knapp, Ben Nguyen, and then my business partner, Mr. Nathan Poole.
Love it. All right. How many keynotes do you typically book per year? What's your typical fee range? And does speaking or coaching generate more revenue for you right now?
So I book about between 30 to 40, between 10 to 15,000 an hour. I would say that speaking does more on an hourly basis. I make more through coaching people, but on the hourly side, it's more better speaking wise. But I make more because I have some people that want to get coached by me and they want to go through our programs because, again, we've been very blessed to have such success through our career. So, yeah, speaking is, again, like, you know, 10 to 15,000, 30 to 40. And I would say speaking per hour make more. Coaching overall, more revenue is more.
Love it. Okay, let's switch to the lightning round. Let me ask you a few questions. Simple questions. Fun. You don't like it? What's the dumbest thing you ever spent money on?
That said, it's going to make me rich in under 90 days. It was a stupid program I did with this guy. And man, it was awful. I dropped 10 grand and got zero return in 90 days in period. So I spent money on those like get rich quick scheme programs. And I dropped 10 grand and I got nothing.
Got it. If you and your brother Jonathan both started a business from scratch today, who wins?
Me. I'm a much more extrovert. I'm better business savvy. Love my brother, but definitely me.
Which business guru do you think is completely overrated?
Ooh, man, that's a good one. You know, I don't know, but I've heard a lot of people, Deepak Chopra is kind of overrated. Again, I have not, you know, done anything myself. But that's what I hear. His stuff is kind of overrated and like not really efficient to help people with getting through certain challenges in life.
Okay. You went from NFL locker rooms to construction empire to rock bottom. What's the worst job task you had to do at 8:25 an hour?
Throw out someone else's trash that was full of rotten meat, nasty garbage that got all over me because I wasn't paying attention. I was just so tired. There was a rip on the front side of the bag. Take somebody's trash out. That is not yours is not fun.
Yeah. What's the best thing you ever spent money on that's personal and not business related?
Ooh, personal. Oh, man. I would say my house. I love my home. And my home was amazing. I was able to buy it after all the things. I mean, I was able to buy my house about 7 months after I moved out of my divorce. I'm really proud of that.
Last question. What's your guilty pleasure that would surprise even your followers?
That I love to watch old movies like James Bond from the 60s, and I can just do it, and I could eat some type of like, you know, bad food, like a chocolate or something like that. But like, I absolutely love watching like old movies from the 60s.
And then one lastest question, because I just thought of this one. Guilty pleasure song that would totally embarrass you to admit to the general public, but when that shit comes on in your car, you sing at the top of your lungs.
What is that one? Good Enough by Cyndi Lauper, the Goonies song.
Okay. Yeah. Marcus, how do people find you on social? How do people find you specifically, not your business? What's the best place for people to find you?
Go to LinkedIn or Instagram. Instagram is at Marcus Ogden, and LinkedIn is Marcus Ogden. If it's more of this personal, follow my Instagram. LinkedIn's boat was a little more business, but if you want to like my personal stuff like that, check me out on Instagram.
Okay. And if people want to book you for speaking or coaching, where do they find you?
Go to my website, www.marcusogden.com, or shoot me an email, marcus@marcusogden.com.
Love it. Marcus, this was a pleasure having you on today, sir. I really enjoyed our conversation. I can't wait to have you back again sometime really soon. Folks, thank you so much. We'll see you on the next one.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.